Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello there, welcome to the show, brought to you along with Levi Solicitors, who will do you a 10% discount on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. What's the good thing about Levi Solicitors, Michael? You will get there in the end.
You don't have to be in Leeds.
You don't have to be in Leeds. Where can you be? Anywhere in the UK?
Anywhere in the UK.
Pretty much. Certain services you've got to be keeping an eye on, England and Wales, Scotland, different laws. But we won't get into that here. Speak to Levi's, they'll be able to advise you. What's your favourite things that Levi's do?
Oh, the conveyancing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Wills,
the wills.
No, the not probate. The probate. Yeah.
No. Not the probate.
Employment, yeah, but that's last month's exciting
thing. Still one of my favourites. That's one of my favourites.
What's your other favourite now? What's your new favourite? And you, Rob?
Oh, it's medical negligence. That was one we learnt the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And employment stuff.
Employment stuff.
For you and your business, levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. And we make jokes about it, but we are really grateful for their support. So do them a solid. Have a look at them if you need a solicitor for anything. Scum Preview, part one. Going to be doing this again later in the week, aren't we? God. we're at Old Trafford on Wednesday night. We've just witnessed a couple of hours ago Scoobs doing his press conference.
Do it for Scoobs. I'm quite disappointed they've not got involved the under 21's assistant, who's Michael Pudjack, because then we could have had Pudgy and Scoobs, and that's who I wanted our coaching team to be.
What do you want it to be like? Are they a hip hop outfit, a DJ and producer?
I was thinking Nickelodeon cartoon of the 90s.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That kind of a thing.
Yeah, I thought it had more of like a Rosie and Jim vibe to it.
A few tweaks Scoobs has promised us today. A few tweaks to the to Jesse Ball. Obviously, he said we've only sort of had one session today, this afternoon, to sort of prepare for the game, so they can't change it all wholesale. But you'll notice a few tweaks. What tweaks do you reckon we might see? Using the flanks?
I reckon we're going to see fullback glued to those touchlines and wingers. It'd be interesting if we do, because, you know, to completely throw it all in the bin would be quite funny.
Yeah.
Chris Arbus, shut up, Chris. Every time.
Sit down.
Scoobs is running this meeting.
I was going to say, the Chris Armas influence.
The myth of Scoobs grows by the minute.
Yeah, it doesn't give you confidence that this is going to change dramatically. But Paco Gallardo, the third member of this triumvirate, he once bit Jose Reyes on the penis, didn't he?
Oh, it's that guy. Of course he did.
Yeah, his name cropped up. I was like, oh yeah, I'm sure we've done something about him. Mm. And yeah, the one thing we learned about him was that he once celebrated a goal by biting Jose Antonio Reyes on the end of his cock.
I've just realised we've just recorded a propaganda extra episode for members in which we were talking about Jesse Marsh. One of the clips that got sent into us, somebody saying that Jesse Marsh had been kissed on the dick by the football gods.
Mm.
And it just made me think.
And if you've listened to that episode, what else do we talk about?
David Icke and lizards.
David Icke and the Queen being a lizard. This game, why is it being played now? Because the Queen died.
Makes you think.
Bloody makes
hell.
You think, doesn't it?
Bloody
it's all
hell.
Connected. And Scoobs is masterminded the whole thing.
And if this podcast doesn't get released,
he's the lizard king. I can just imagine now the YouTube algorithm is going, meh, meh, meh. Mark this one down. Anyway, Old Trafford on Wednesday. It's weird, isn't this? You just don't know what to expect because we're in that weird hinterland between a manager going and a new guy being appointed and the caretaker situation. I wonder for the history books, who will be shown as the caretaker for this game? Will it be all three of them?
Scoobs, he's Scoobs. The one in the presser, isn't he?
Oh.
I think, yeah, he's the face of it all. I don't know if that's just because, well, Chris Armas probably doesn't know where he is right now because he's only been here for about a week.
I'm going back to Old Trafford's going to throw him, isn't it?
Mm.
Maybe he's got the insider information. That's the great hope of having him there.
Or maybe all the scum players are sort of laughing their heads off going, God, you'll never guess who they've put in charge for the time being.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is that you might know where the weaknesses are, but he was there when they had Rannick, who was playing penis ball, whereas now they've got a good manager.
Right, yeah.
Oh, well. I had high hopes for Scum failing again this year after the start of the season, but
got it together, haven't they? That's annoying.
Just basically dropped Maguire and it fixed everything.
Bit of a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, cheating. Put him back in.
Daft thing is, you'd probably accept him in a heartbeat at least, wouldn't you?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Nah, not with the money, he'd be honest. He'd be our top earner by an absolute mile.
Why is always money with you? Not talking about money, just from a football point of view.
Nah.
Put a big knobhead centre back in it, no?
Nah.
I'm not
too
trying
much
to sell.
Of, too much of a knobhead.
Baggage. Too much baggage. Baggage? Baggage.
They're calling me a baggage.
Your words, not mine. Do we make a change at left back then? Would you move Verba to left back and have, who should we put in the middle? Should we say Cooper and Cock?
Robin Cock's back, isn't he? Hmm. But I don't know, I'm confused with Verba because I don't really know what we've signed him to do exactly.
He was Jesse Marsh's job as well.
He was presented as a left back. Seems to be one of our better centre backs, if not the best centre back. He's also played in central midfield. I think a change at left back might be sensible, given Pascal is starting to look a bit stressed out by everything these days. Whether that's Junior Firpo or Verba, I don't know.
I suppose it depends how defensive we go. If you want to go more attack minded in this, you play Firpo, don't you? I guess, because he has shown signs of being all right.
I mean, do you?
If you want to,
do you want to?
I don't know.
See,
I guess we can.
I'm going to say cards on the table. I don't want to.
I was going to say in discussion of cards, I was going to say you play Firpo till he gets a yellow 8 minutes in, then you make a change. Let him get his booking. This is where you can use your extra subs to just get people booked. I mean, they've got, it's going to be Anthony up against him, isn't it, probably?
He's injured, I've just read.
Oh, is he? Brilliant.
The one thing giving me hope with this is that they seem to have a few injuries. Anthony Martial, Christian Eriksen, Donny van der Beek, he doesn't really play.
Casemiro,
the suspension, that.
Because he killed a man.
He throttled a bloke.
Yeah, is he in, what's the, Strange Ways?
Yeah.
Is he in there? Yeah.
Fair enough. That's what Gabby Agbonlahor said, didn't he? He should have been, arrested and thrown in prison?
Yep. You can't do that if you did that on the street, you'd be in prison.
Imagine that. Imagine giving a job to somebody that thick.
Which is kind of true, but also if you slide tackle someone on the street, you might go to prison.
Yeah.
That can be legal.
You ever tried that? You know, like sometimes you'll be walking down the road and a pensioner just stops dead in front of you. Not dead, but stops in front of you. Have you ever thought about going through the back of the legs?
I'm tempted on the school run when there's people walking really slowly through narrow space. I think, can I hurry up?
Yeah.
Just thought that was that you'd only back yourself against the kids.
No, some of the school mums, I reckon I could take them.
Just some of them. I know it's like Pontefract, I mean, bloody hell.
No, some of them would have me for breakfast.
Where were we?
Scum's team. So who else? Tell me all the good news. Is Marcus Rashford injured?
Sadly not, I don't think.
Could we deploy Junior Firpo to injure him, pick up his yellow card by injuring him?
It's an idea. But can you trust Junior Firpo to do a limited job? Is there a chance he'll miss him entirely or actually do something that does get him sent to prison?
He's taking his head clean off. Junior, no. Stop at the yellow. Oh, dear me.
I mean, Casemiro being out is genuinely good news. I know it means McTominay plays and he's had the best games of his life against us.
Yeah, I think McTominay might be another one who's injured, which I guess means Fred. But again, I think he's scored against.
He's been playing. He's been playing anyway, hasn't he? It was Fred and Casemiro the last game. So, oh, they're a shambles.
I'm just looking down their results, and if you look at the distribution, like going back all the way to when they played Manchester City in October, when they chalked up an L, I think, as the kids would say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then another L against Aston Villa, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And an L. They're overdue another L, aren't they?
Well, do you know what happened with that L against Villa? Villa had just sacked their manager.
Is that right? New manager bounce.
So Eric Ten Hag in his presser this afternoon saying he doesn't agree with teams sacking their manager. Obviously, he probably didn't know a great deal about Jesse Marsh, but...
He wouldn't have had that job if United hadn't sacked their manager.
That's true, yes. But yeah, then he did point out that, the last time we played a team that had just sacked their manager, we lost. So I think that might be part of his gripe as well.
When did he come in? Because they've won a lot of games. Too many for my liking.
Summer, won't it?
Yeah, they've done quite a lot of looking.
A lot of was.
Yeah, a lot of were.
Too many's. Yeah, they're becoming a bit of a classic Man United team in a way, because they've now got... Because Anthony, you said, I know, you said he's not playing.
Which is your favourite of the Man United team?
But he's a proper classic Man United dickhead, isn't he? Like, he's got a face that you can look at. And same with Bruno Fernandes now. You can look at a couple of players in that team and be like, fucking absolute tosses. And they keep winning. Whereas I know, like, last year, obviously, they had Ronaldo, who was probably king of that group.
King of the tosses.
But they kept being shit, so it was... they weren't hateable in quite the same way. Yeah. I didn't think, because they were just sad about it. And it was not the same. You didn't get the same satisfaction, I don't think.
Have we seen much of the old green and gold scarves recently?
Where's that list of results? I'll say when it last will have been.
Arsenal
game, yeah. 22nd of Jan, probably the last time they came out, or maybe the game after.
And then prior to that, it would have been Villa in November, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of that was around August, wasn't it, when they'd lost those first two games.
It's almost like they needed just a good manager putting in there.
Yeah, and the millions they have actually spent.
Yeah, spending better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny that, isn't it?
Oh, well, Scoobs, speaking of better managers.
Yeah. Our futsal king. I mean,
if they were looking for data on him, they're not going to find anything on Scoobs either. How does he normally play? There's nothing.
Seven aside.
Exactly. What's his formation there? I don't even know. Do you have a formation seven aside? Do you just sort of
2-3-2.
Is that mill seven? About?
And that doesn't count for the keeper. Does
keeper
it?
Changes every time you score as
are
well.
Are we worried he's been playing a really narrow futsal formation?
Maybe we'll do that. Change keeper every time they score.
Are you allowed to? Is that
it's what you're doing five aside? Isn't?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I feel like we're not really addressing the match itself here.
It's hard, very hard to address it, isn't it? Because
not really. We could just talk about it.
God knows what we're going to actually do.
You don't know what we're going to say, what we're going to do. No, you don't. It's hard to figure it out.
I hope just having someone not telling them to do Jesse Marsh things for a few days is going to help.
What if we win?
I'd suggested this morning on a video call we were on that if we win, Scoobs is on the cover of the next issue.
Yeah.
Do it for Scoobs.
It'd be a hell of a record, wouldn't it? 100% win record. Only beating Man United. That's it. Bows out.
Yeah, there's enough about this game to be worried, isn't there, from a sort of a losing point of view?
Oh, you mean they're loads better than us?
Right.
You can tell that by the league table,
can't
you?
That's troublesome. Yeah, the league table. Should we look at the league table?
By the league table and the players they've got, they're better than us.
Just looking at the old league table, they appear to be third with 42 points, and we are 17th with under half that, 18 points. Okay. Mm. What does it mean?
It means we're not... Well, famously, we've got a really good record at Old Trafford as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With one win. Well, if you're going league win, you're going back to Brian Flynn, aren't you, still?
Yes, yeah.
Which was, you know, in the 80s.
Mm.
Yeah, but we didn't play there in the league for years, did we?
So that's true. I suppose that's true.
I mean, they're very strong at a bunch of things. We probably don't need to get into that. What they are weak at is avoiding offside, defending set pieces, and avoiding fouling in dangerous areas. Sam Greenwood's day to shine, isn't it?
You mean he won't play, but yeah.
All right, then Max Verber, he's really good at set pieces. Have you seen Max Verber's set pieces?
I did, in the blog I wrote when we signed him, I'd watched a lot of highlights compilations of him, and there was a lot of footage of him taking free kicks, and they all looked great, but admittedly only one of them actually went in. But yeah, it might be fun.
So he's due some going in.
Think how much fun Willie Nonto, who is living his best life at the minute, is going to have.
He looked pretty furious at Forest, I have to say.
Generally speaking, living his best life, having a nice time, but think how much happier he's going to be with all that space to run into rather than everybody running towards him. He's going to have a great time, isn't he? He's going to love it.
Yeah, go on, then why not? Do you think McKennie plays in this?
I think maybe they go through midfield, yeah.
What did McKennie look like from inside the ground at Nottingham?
Spherical. Yeah, a bit of a belly on him. I said that when he signed... put it in the little WhatsApp group of, there was a picture of him shirtless getting his medical, put it on, said like, he's going to, Bielsa would have him.
I wish I was as fat as him though.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, by any normal human standards, but you saw the, you know, the Leeds players on holiday after the Bielsa promotion and they were
Are you body shaming our new signing?
I'm
just
sick.
You're sick of me.
Bielsa would have him on that track still. Yeah, he would not have kicked a ball yet.
Yeah.
Until he looked like Brendan Aaronson.
But Willy Nonto, he's a bit little barrel of a guy, isn't he?
Mm. I bet he's ripped though. I've not seen him shirtless.
He is ripped.
I can. He's got very muscly legs.
Mm.
I know that much.
Yeah, that will run quick down the wing and into all that open space. You know, we've got the weapons
Come on, we're moving on from weapons now.
to hurt these lot in moments with clarity and so on and so forth. We have. We've got stuff we can hurt them with. We've got enough about us, I think, to be able to do something. Whether it's enough overall to get anything out of the game, who knows, Rob?
It would feel like a massive breath of fresh air and add to that sense of relief if we did just, regardless of the result, if we just saw our wingers standing out wide in space. It would be like mind-blowing as a fan to just see that. It would feel very, very nice. But yeah, I do worry about the Red Bull influence remaining with Chris Armas.
Just ignore. Just ignore him.
Just
again, are we going back to your days at ITV here?
Well, the thing to do, my trick used to be, people would say you're going to do this, and if I didn't agree with them, I wouldn't disagree with them in the meeting.
Yeah,
I'd just not do it afterwards.
Mm. Yeah,
and that was the easiest way because then they didn't notice afterwards.
I was going to say, what was the consequence of just ignoring your bosses?
Well, no one ever noticed.
Nothing. No.
No one ever noticed because no one ever followed anything up in it. But the same with this, Chris will be like, we need to keep with this, and people just go, it's a good idea, Chris.
Not today.
Why are you still here, Chris?
Bless him. He's come all that way.
I know, nothing personal, but he's Jesse's mate, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's like he's left his mate at a party and he doesn't know anyone else. And now his mate's just bobbing around the kitchen.
That description is brutal.
His mate's just in the kitchen with loads of strangers trying to make small talk.
You were Jesse's plus one. I mean, what?
Jesse's gone home, hasn't he? Yeah, but I thought I'd stay out. Why?
Oh, poor man. I feel really sorry. Yeah. Sorry for him now. I mean, like, I know Moscow said like him and Marsh are two peas in a pod. It's essentially the same person split in two. But you made me on a human level feel quite sorry for him, really.
I know, I feel bad now. Sorry, Chris.
It's not really. It's only a daft podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, he won't listen anyway. Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, Jesse. It wasn't going well, though, was it?
It
wasn't going well. But you should have a check out of the post-sacking show as well. Not you, Jesse, necessarily. You don't come out of it very well.
Propaganda,
no.
Either.
No. Just take a break from it for a bit. Anyway.
Jake Humphrey's got a good podcast.
Indeed. Is the best we can hope for, or can we maybe take some positives by seeing Bruno Fernandes upset maybe at some point during this?
See his pleading little face. If we can get Aaronson and Fernandes tackling each other, who knows who will go down quickest? who can look the most upset? Is Aaronson fit, or has he still got...
Does his tummy hurt?
Has he still got a hurty tummy?
we have to say, haven't we? We've constructed off-air, I should stress, almost like a fan fiction world of Brendan Aaronson and his lovely girlfriend. They look really, really happy together. But maybe we need to do that. Maybe some shows of that.
Possibly.
imagining what their relationship's like.
There's less now
two love-struck teenagers.
More material for that as well, because his girlfriend has started some form of food blog. She's feeding Brendan all sorts of things, and as a result, he's now got appendicitis, which doesn't reflect too well, but you never know.
You don't feel well, honey. Who would you play in this? Did we side the back four there, or did we just duck the question? I can't remember.
I'll be ailing. I think we maybe do go Verber at left back.
Would you go Melier in goal?
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Rob?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. Chris Clarkson.
What's your back four then? Go on. Ailing.
I think Cock, Cooper and maybe Verber left back.
Yeah.
We finally get to see our left back at left back.
Would you go three in midfield then? Try and keep this more solid?
In a way, you could say this is a good opportunity to play McKennie because it's a game we're not expected to win. So in some ways, it's a good one for him to get used to being in the team and get a bit of fitness.
Well adjusted to losing.
Get some of that timber off him.
Yeah, why not? I say, yeah, play 4-3-3. Who are you playing then? Do we drop Jackie? Because he wasn't great at Forest. And then we go, what?
Nonto's on the left.
Nonto and then Bamford. Would you put in Ruter?
Nah, not yet.
No?
Nope.
Sinisterra wasn't great, was he, at Forest either? missed a couple of chances.
But he can hurt you. He's like Anthony, but nicer. As he came to us. There were very like direct comparisons between the two of them leaving the Netherlands in the summer to come to England, and they paid, what, 80 or 90 million for Anthony or something, and we paid 20-odd for Sinisterra. And you could argue they're probably comparable. They're comparable statistically as well, and we know that underlying statistics are everything.
Thanks, Jesse. Yes. Now, I'd probably start Nonto and Jackie wide.
All right.
Keep the more reliable people, and then have Sinisterra as a bench option, because I'm still not sure he's completely fit. As much as Harrison's hasn't been great, I don't know. Maybe Harrison. The thing is, Harrison's better games for us have been as a wide player, and we haven't had them for a while.
We could try that now.
And even if he is playing on the right wing, at least he won't be stood in line with the edge of the penalty box, and having to cut in even further onto his left. It could still work, I guess. Because I think since Sinisterra's got here, he's just not got fit properly, has he? He got injured in pre-season, and then that brief spell at the start of the year when he was playing really well, Jesse was still saying, "Well, you know." He's still sort of getting back fit. And then he's returning from another injury now. I think Harrison, just for his industry as much as anything, might get the nod.
Hmm. We shall see. Not expecting anything from this, are you? I can tell, Michael.
God, no.
Rob?
No. Don't be daft.
Should I say we've always got one in us, even if I don't mean it?
Yeah, say it.
We've always got one in us. But we have. Occasionally.
Occasionally. At Old Trafford. I mean, is Brian Flynn going to be fit for this one?
Might be a good option from the bench. We shall see. All the best to Scoobs and the gang. They're going to go in the van then?
Possibly.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see how we get on. We've got a match ball coming on Wednesday night after that one. Is it the three of us?
Don't know.
It is.
Good.
If you're turning up, Michael.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Yeah, well, we'll do a match ball after the game, and then we'll be back with another Man United preview later in the week. What we'll do is we'll just recycle the same jokes. I think, is that right?
We'll have a new manager by then.
That's very true. Plenty to talk about. We'll speak to you in a bit.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.